Get him outside. Okay. This week's parsha's Noah. Elah told us Noah is tzaddik tamim hayom midaroso. Veselukim hisalach Noah. So it says tzaddik tamim. But then we have another pasuk on page 3. Vayom Hashem l'noach bo atah v'chol v'isecha l'teva ki oschar izi tzaddik l'fanei b'dor hazeh. So here it says Tzadik Tamim, and then later on it says just Tzadik. So Rashi speaks about this on page 4. For Isi Tzadik, V'lo Nemar Tzadik Tamim, Mikan Sh'omim Miktsach Shvacha Sh'alodu Befanuf, V'kulo Sh'alodu Befanuf. In other words, but it was speaking about Noah in his presence, so it doesn't say all his praise. So it says just tzaddik. Well, he was speaking directly to Noah. When the Torah was just speaking about Noah in general, it wasn't talking to Noah per se, then it could say all his shvachim. It could say tzaddik tom. But when Hashem is speaking to Noah directly, then you say miksach shvach. That's how Rashi is. But I always was enamored by a pshat that the Chidah quotes from Rav Yosef Karo, the Beis Yosef. And it's a fascinating pshat. So, first you understand, what does Tamim mean? So he quotes page 6 and 7, the pasuk says in Shoftim, you shouldn't be sorcerers, menachesh, mechashif. But what? Tamim tiyem Hashem lokech. You shouldn't be oved avodah zarah, mavir bitul kosim ksamim, all this witchcraft, magic of avodah zarah, don't be involved with that. But rather be tamim. And what is, so that's what the phrase Tamim means. That you're not involved in this Avodah Zarah, you're not involved in the witchcraft. And what does Tzadik mean? So, Tzadik, you know that Yosef was a Tzadik, he wasn't involved with Ashes Potiphera, right? He kept kedusha in relations, etc. Wasn't manaif. So the Beis Yosef says like this, page 9. Shamati b'shem, the Chidah is quoting the Beis Yosef. He says Shamati b'shem Maron Hakadosh, Rosh Hagolah Moreno Rav Yosef Karo. Shepirish ki anishmar mi'oz bris kodesh nikra tzadik. Because a person is not involved in incest, like Yosef was Yosef HaTzadik, he passed the Nisoyon of Eishes Potiphar, he's called a Tzadik. Fadishmar me'avodah zarah, but a person who is Nishmar and doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, he's called Tamim. That's the pasuk in Shoftim. It says, don't mimavir b'no b'ito b'eish kosim k'som ne'ma'onim menachesh makacheh. Then Tamim tiyeh im Hashem lokecha. So you see that somebody who doesn't worship Avodah Zarah is called Tomer. And someone who's not involved in Arayah is called Tzaddik. So now he explains beautifully. He says the Torah begins, Noach ish Tzaddik hayatom bedorosov. Dorosov is plural. Because Noach, last three lines, was in two generations. He lived in the generation of the Dor HaMabel, and he lived in the generation of Dor HaFloga. And each generation had a different nisayon. The Dor HaMabel, there was chishchis kol bosar. There was corruption and incest and things like that. So that's what it says. Tzaddik, because he was in that generation. So keneged the Dor HaMabel, he was a tzaddik. And keneged the Dor HaFloga, which was involved in Avodah Zarah, and they wanted to fight with Hashem and this. So keneged that door, he was what? A tamim. So that's what it means. Noach ish tzaddik, he lived in two generations. He lived in the generation of the Dor HaMabel, he lived in the generation of the Dor HaFloga, and he was a tzaddik, legabe, the Dor HaMabel, and he was a tamim, keneged the Dor HaFloga. But in the Pasuk on page 4, when Hashem is commanding him to build the Teva, so what was that referring to? Noach, legabe what? Just the Mabel. So therefore just calls him Tzaddik. And that's his pshat. That's why the first is a summation of his life. So the summation of his life, he was the Tzaddik and the Tumim. Each generation had a different Nisayon and the Dorosov. Now we're speaking specifically about the Dor HaMabel. So then Hashem says, I know you're a tzaddik, you're not involved in these things, so now I want you to build a teva and save the world, etc. So I think that's an important yisod, that the different generations have different nisyonos. Even in our own lives, we live through different, like the nisyonos, what was in the world, what people were talking about, the hot button topics, like Rabbi Willig was saying, even in the world of halakha, things of halakhic issues of 40, 30 years ago where people were fighting over, not the things that were the hot button issues. Every generation has its nisyonos. And we have to understand people in the context of their generations and what the nisyonos were, and also understand ourselves of what we have to, what the challenge is, the challenge of when your parents were your age is not the challenge of what we are, what you are at this age. The different challenges, and that's a very big yisod. That's number one. Number two, the Arugas Abosim. Arugas Abosim, this man's Levaya that I am, Bez Hashem, going to attend, his father was the... was a Talmud of the Arugas Abosim. Yeah, and his name was Moshe Teichner. Rabbi Teichner was named after the Arugas Abosim. And the Arugas Abosim, and then the Zichron Yehuda. That's why his name was Moshe Yehuda. From those two. So he says like this. He says a different shot, page 18. He says, so he's also dealing with that same question. Why originally it's Tzaddik Tomim, and then just Tzaddik? So Rashi says the chilek between the Fanav and Shalom Befanav, and the Beis Yosef said the chilek between talking about the two generations versus talking about just this one generation. And now he's going to say another pshat. So, to understand this pshat, he quotes from the Sefer Kol Simcha, of Simcha Budim or Parshischa. From page 11. So So the Simchat Blumen of Peshchischa gives a mashal. He says on page 11, "Inyan Avodas Habori, Kasher Yirtza Adam Lanasas as Bitok Tana." In other words, he wants to give his little daughter jewelry. He wants to give her jewelry, but he's afraid. You know, maybe she'll just, you know, like you give a little kid something, they just throw it away, throw it off. Right? You know, so if you don't want to give something expensive to a little kid, because you don't know what it'll do to it. So here he wants to give his daughter jewelry, but he doesn't know, is she ready to get jewelry, or is she just throw it off? He has a yirtze ha'av l'nasas et bitok tana, in page 11, in ru'uyehi l'tzeis l'margolius, in tuchel l'shomram. So you know what she does? First he gives her fake jewelry. You know, that you get in the store for a dollar. And see, she doesn't know the difference. So see if she'll protect that. If she's ready to protect that, then he can go on to the next step. He can share, those in Lamagolius Karim, fake jewelry. Here, Echtis Nagimon. Bachaka, Kitain Lamagolius Amitim. Kacha Dover Bavoda. He says the same thing with Avodas Hashem. See, a lot of times Hashem puts a person on a certain madrega to see how he's going to act. And he's really not on that madrega. It's fake jewelry. He's really not on that madrega. But I want to see if Hashem says I mala him to a certain level of ruchnius, will he become a balgaiva as a result of that? How will he treat people as a result? But he sees he's okay, then he'll give it to him be'emes. So he says like this. So that's what the Arugah Samosim says. See, the first pasuk ish tzaddik doesn't mean he was a real tzaddik. Real tzaddik is what? Tzaddik lefonai. He's a tzaddik in front of me. He's the real deal. The first tzaddik, I made him a tzaddik as a nisoyim. That's like the fake jewelry. And then we'll see if tomim means, will he be a tomim? We'll see. Rashi says in Avodah Zarah, tomim means an onuf, because that's the Gemara says in Megillah, as some point out, that a person's a balmul, a balgaiv is a balmul. So Rashi writes in Avodah Zarah that Tomim is somebody who's an Onov. Page 15. Tomim bedrochav Onov ushval ruach. So he says like this. That's the pshat. He says back to the Aruga Saboysim page. Okay. Page 18. Yeah. He says, nearest Yad V'Yaksiv. Okay, go further down. First one line is Nifla. He says, he quotes the Kol Simcha. He quotes that Moshel with the jewelry. So then he tells you the whole thing. So he says the same thing over here. Manichim Cheses Rogiyah. Come okay, third line. The right, left side, page 18, third line on the left side. Parsha. V'chumochein, Hashem yisbach, shirotze l'hatzi al la'odim shefa kodesh. Hashem wants to give somebody a shefa of ruchnis. Midagash omchines asaga b'tor v'vodim v'las ha-tzadikim. He's going to give him understanding in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding in Torah that he's really not roy for yet. But Hashem is afraid. I'm going to give him a madrega. Maybe he'll become a balgai for that. So can I really give it to him as a real thing, or it's just transient? There's a tzaddik and there's a real tzaddik. So he says that's the pshat. That Hashem is saying that Noach ish tzaddik. So the question is, will he? I'm going to give him a madrega of tzaddik, but he's not really a tzaddik lafonai. He's a tzaddik, and then we'll see. Will he become a balgaiver? So if he's tomim, then he passed the test. So now I can give him the madrega bamito, and that's tzaddik lafonai. And that's what it means. Noach motzachei meini Hashem who al derech hanal. That's what it means. Noach ish tzaddik, tomim haya b'dorosov. Upeish tomim vur b'shas, hainu an v'sanusov. Akati loksiv ish tzaddik l'fonov, but it wasn't l'fonov, kim tzaddik tomim b'dorosov, seya b'chines nisoyim. Because that was a b'chines nisoyim. That was the fake jewelry. M'yodek adas eith l'tzaddik v'amash Hashem yitzvach im tziyu chen. V'keimin shaya b'chines tomim, and then he gave it to him for real. So that's a big yisod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits to see if he can mala us in dargas, but only if we don't abuse the matana. So if we start acting like a balgaiva, then we lost it. Then we lost it. So the first one, the tzaddik, I'm going to be mal him in a madrig of tzaddik just as a temporary nisoyon. And if he's tomim, then it shows that he wasn't a balgaiva. Then I could give it to him as part of his essence. Because what a person does is not always part of their essence. You know, sometimes it's just a show, a facade. It's not your essence. So first Noach was a tzaddik, and then he was tzaddik lafanai. And that's a big yisod in our lives, that we have to know what's really part of us and what's not part of us. You know, to understand our own being. You know, and that's very important for, as Hashem, you go out on dates. You want to know, as Rabbi Meir Tversky said, through the dating process, you get to know more about yourself than you get to know about the other person that you're dating. You know, you want to know, is this what I'm doing now, whatever I'm learning, this, that, is just... Is that the fake jewelry, or is that the real thing? Because if it's not the real thing, then I need somebody who's kafi what I really am, not what I'm pretending to be. And that's the difference between the tzaddik and the tzaddik lafanai. And one last thing, he says, the double lashon of Noach, that we know, page 19, top left. Noach, Noach, al pi madis b'zor hakodesh. The Noach is merames on Shabbos. Right? That's menucha. So he says a pshat here. I'm not going to get into the whole thing, but he says here. So take a look at page 20. Uvezen avo el abechuvan. Right side, page 20, second paragraph. Yishlom Noach atzadim kol yom Shabbos kodesh chisiv machshavos. What was the toldus of Noah? Rashi says it's the Maisim told him. Right? Iker toldosem shal tzadikim Maisim tovim. But where did he get those Maisim tovim? Noah, the second Noah. What is the second Noah? Shabbos. Noah, the first Noah? Is the person Noach. The second Noach is Shabbos. Meaning, he used Shabbos for self-introspection. Whereas, one of the Hasidic Sfarim's quotes the Pasuk in Emor, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu, which is referring to the Lechem HaPanim. But this Hasidic Sefer says, B'yom HaShabbos Yarchenu means that a Shabbos is a good time to evaluate your life. Because you're not busy with everything. You can think about things. You know, what do I need to do? What am I lacking? And what I... So Noach became... with Tzadik Tomim, because he took Shabbosim out to think it through. I have a whole piece in my Sefer Shmos, that Shmos, that in Mitzrayim, that was the time that they were, didn't have Avodah, the whole thing. You know, you need to take that time. If you're always in rushing, you're always moving, you're always going, you're never thinking, then you don't know where you're going. You need time, stop now. Let's evaluate. Let's understand ourselves. And that's what we said before, with the fake jewelry and the real jewelry. You have to evaluate yourself. Is this fake jewelry or is it real jewelry? And then we have to realize the first thing as well. What is our challenge in this generation? And again, what your challenge was when you were 15 is not the challenge when you're 20. I mean, the 20 is not the same as 25, even though it's not a whole generation, but it's a different generation in your life. And that's what the Beis Yosef says. That's why in one generation the challenge was Avodah Zarah. So he was talking about the generation. And different times in your life there are going to be different challenges. And Noach, Shabbos is the time to evaluate. And then one of the things you have to evaluate is not only what the challenges are, but evaluate who you are. Who, as Rav Zalman Lipschitz used to say, your person has to be Makir Atzmo. Evaluate who you are. And then to realize, is this what I'm doing? Is that just because I'm copying what everyone else is doing? That's really fake jewelry? It's the fake jewelry of the Kol Simcha? Or is this like really what I am? And that will help you, like Rabbi Tversky said, you understand yourself. Rabbi Tversky said you'll understand who you should marry and who is not, who is for you to marry, who is not for you to marry, etc. So these are some ideas from this contrast of the Pesukim of Tzadik and Tzadik Tamim based on the Beis Yosef, Rashi first, and the Beis Yosef, and the Aruga Sabosim, different Pshatim. So these can be very relevant in our lives, of the different stages in our lives, the different Nisyonis we have in our lives. And that's why I titled it. He also released Tzadik Lefarei Bador Azel, Lukhei Musar Bavoros Hashem, different aspects of Lichei Musar Avodas Hashem that we could glean from specifically this contrast between the Ish Tzadik Tamim and the Tzadik Lefanai, between those two psukim and the various ideas that could be gleaned out. Okay, I apologize that we had the early shiur. Maybe one of these days next week I can speak more about the Niftar, so you get a greater appreciation of who he was. There's a man that Baruch Hashem I was zochet to visit at least once a week in the Fort Trion nursing home, sometimes even multiple times, and he's a Baruch.